From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Damon Abdallah reading The Sex Club by L.J. Sellers. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. Tuesday, October 19th, 9:32 a.m. You can put your clothes back on, then we'll talk some more. Kira gave the girl a quick smile and stepped out of the examining room. Jessie, if that was her real name, claimed to be 16, but Kira suspected she was younger. Maybe all of 13 or 14. The girl was slender, with the small breasts and flawless skin of someone who hadn't grown into her adult body yet. Kira lingered in the clinic hallway and jotted some notes on Jessie's chart. Genital warts, HPV, on the inner labia, treated with liquid nitrogen. Clearly her client was sexually active, but there was no sign of bruising or abuse. Yet her tender age made Kira wonder if the sex was truly consensual. Sometimes she walked a fine line between respecting a client's sexual privacy and ignoring a potentially abusive situation. She would ask a few probing questions just to make sure Jessie was in a mutually consenting relationship. Kira gave the girl enough time to get dressed, then knocked lightly and stepped back into the windowless room. Crammed into the 8x10 space was an examining table, a cabinet sink combination, a wheeled stool, and a simple black cushioned chair. The pale cream walls failed to make the room seem bigger.
"How long have you been sexually active, Jessie?"
Kira took a seat on the stool.
"For a while." The girl flipped her waffle iron straight blonde hair off her shoulders and stared defiantly. "Why? Is someone forcing or pressuring you to have intercourse?"
"No," Jessie rolled her eyes.
"This is a safe place to talk about your sexual situation. Everything you say here is confidential."
The girl's gray eyes flashed with irritation.
"I said there's no pressure. I like hooking up."
"Do you use contraception?" Sometimes her questions were so routine, Kara felt more like a waitress than a healthcare worker. The girl shrugged.
"Sometimes we use condoms."
The way she used the word "we" gave Kara pause.
"Have you had more than one partner?"
Now Jessie hesitated.
"Nicole said I didn't have to tell about them."
Kira noted the plural use of "them," but the reference to Nicole also caught her attention. She had treated another young girl with genital warts last week, and her name may have been Nicole. It bothered Kira that she didn't remember for sure, but she saw so many young women, and often only once, for about 20 minutes. They came, picked up their pills or antibiotics, and went on their way. Kira knew the work she did was important, in a big-picture way, but she wished she saw more proof of it in the everyday details.
"You don't have to tell me about your partners, but you do have to tell them about the genital warts. It's very important that they get treatment so they don't spread it to others." "Okay, I'll tell them." "Where do you go to school?"
Again, Jessie hesitated.
"Spencer High."
Kira was doubtful, but Spencer was only a block away from Kincaid Middle School, which suddenly seemed more likely and a little disturbing. The girl she had seen last week was a student at Kincaid, and 2 months earlier, a 14-year-old girl from the school had come in for emergency contraception. Kira made a mental note to look back through the files to see how many kids from Kincaid had visited the clinic in the past 6 months, and how many of them reported having unprotected sex. Maybe she needed to call the school, find out what kind of sex education they were teaching, if any. Perhaps even conduct an outreach program there if the school's administrators would let her. Even if young teenagers thought they were ready for sex, they certainly weren't ready to be parents, and nobody was ever prepared to find out that they were HIV positive.
"Are you aware that the HIV virus is sexually transmitted?"
Kira asked, expecting more eye-rolling. Instead, Jessie seemed to deflate, then spent a long moment looking at her fingernails. When she looked up, she had the same expression Kira used to see on her son's face when he wanted to tell her something but couldn't. On impulse, Kira pulled a business card out of her jacket pocket and wrote her home email address and cell phone number on the back.
"This is my personal information. You can email me if you have any questions or concerns that you feel you can't discuss face to face."
Jessie took the card, then quickly looked away.
"I'd like to talk to you about birth control options."
Kira handed her a pamphlet from the rack of educational materials on the wall.
"I can't," Jessie shook her head. "You don't know what it's like in our church. If my mother ever found the pills, my life would be ruined."
Her distress was palpable.
"Well, it doesn't have to be pills. There are other..."
The girl jumped up and grabbed her backpack.
"I gotta go. Thanks for the medicine."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?